what sort of adjustments do you think you guys can make, or can you make, in terms of limiting Perry and Getzlaff, limiting the impact that they can have in the game?
Well, for one, we can be more disciplined. You know, they capitalized on their power plays last night when we didn't, and you know, ultimately that decided the game.
Not strategic standpoint or system standpoint or anything, just, you know, what they do around the net and whatsoever.
They're obviously, you know, very good players on a good team, and you try and limit their time and space as much as possible. But for us, I mean, when we're executing our system, we want to limit anyone's time and space. And when we're executing our system right, it's exactly what we do. And, you know, I thought last night, for the most part, we were doing that. And then, I thought we sat back a little bit in the third. And you can't do that this time of year, especially against a good team like that. You gotta bring it for 60 minutes.
They seem to be obviously a team that thrives in the third period. Is it about when you guys have the opportunity to finish off a team, that's what you need to do, you know, especially against one that likes to relish in comeback situations?
Yeah, for us, we're focused on what we have to do as a group. And, you know, no matter what the situation is in the, you know, going into a third period, whether we're up or down, we want to play the same way. And, you know, we got caught watching a little bit last night coming into the third. And they gained a little momentum with a quick goal. But, you know, we need to learn from that quick, and make sure we play the way we did for the first 35, 40 minutes, you know, for a full 60.
So, what derails that, Tyler? You said you were playing your style of game, and then you got caught looking around. Do you realize that in retrospect, or is there a point in the third period where you look down the bench and go, guys, we're looking around here? Maybe walk us through that if you can. And when do you come to that realization that you're not exactly playing your game?
I think it comes pretty quick. I think any team who's had success knows when they're at their best and when they're not. And last night, you know, we were playing good hockey. And then the third period came, and it's tough to pinpoint exactly what it was. But, you know, we just have to make sure we bring the focus of playing the way, you know, we were for the better part of that game, and bring it no matter what the situation is.
Is that the matter of guys yelling at each other on the bench to pick it up, or does everybody realize that when you say getting it back, how do you get it back when you realize it's off track?
You know, that can for sure be a part of it, whether it's, you know, guys letting each other know on the bench, but ultimately it just comes down to deciding that you're going to do it. You know, we had a really high compete level. Not that we didn't in the third, but, you know, it seemed we let them dictate the play in the third. And, you know, I think it just comes down to a five-man unit on the ice deciding that, you know, we're going to go on the attack.
So you have a bunch of guys going into yesterday who hadn't played any playoff games. So now all those guys have won. What, if anything, is that worth you tomorrow night?
You know, it's always good to get, you know, a first playoff game in your system. But, you know, we've been playing playoff hockey this last month leading into that game. So, you know, I don't think the fact that it was a lot of guys' first game had anything to do with it. You know, I keep saying it, but we were playing really good hockey. We just got to sustain that for 60, and but the fact that we got one, you know, and the fact that we're down one now, there'll be some desperation, and you know, the fact that guys know what the atmosphere is like now, then you know, it may help.